Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to notice your own bias.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
And how to ensure that you don't make bad decisions because of a rigid internal bias that you might have. So the reason why we wanted to talk about this, at a prior episode, we were just talking about how to negotiate with oneself. And we shared a little bit about this idea that the one thing that I recently noticed of people wanting to believe something because of self-interest, and then trying to selectively find the information, the experts, the articles, the data that confirms their bias, and continuously defending their mind against everything that would attack their thought process and collecting the things that confirm that thought process. And how big of a waste to me that seems such a... I mean, we always do this, but right now it's such a heightened environment that I just notice this so much. And I'm just, you know, I'll give you one quick example and then let's talk about this, because noticing one's bias, I feel like, is sort of a superpower in avoiding making avoidable mistakes.
Absolutely.
So one thing that was really interesting at the kind of, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks ago or so, five, six weeks ago, when we were in the Western world, in Europe and the US, much earlier in the pandemic timeline. And it seemed still very far away, like a problem that was in Asia and in China. And maybe there are a couple of cases in Germany, a couple of cases in the US, but there was still a lot of debate if it would ever become a problem in the Western world. I remember talking to a friend of mine in the US, and then I remember talking to a friend of mine in Germany. And what was interesting was how both of them, like my friend in the US was like, well, I'm sure I'm in the US. I wouldn't want to be in Germany right now because... And I was like, oh, why is that? Well, if a pandemic would happen, I'd much rather be in the US than in Europe or in Germany. And I said, oh, why is that? He was like, well, you know, the US's healthcare system is really amazing and it's not as population dense. And he brought up a number of reasons why he was like, you know what? I feel pretty safe. This is probably around the world not the worst place to be at a pandemic. And Germany would be much worse. And then I talked to my German friend and a couple of days later, and without prompting it, he was telling me, well, I'm glad that you're in Germany, Stelly, right now and not in the US because you're much safer here if there's a pandemic. And I was like, really? Huh. He was like, how come? And he was like, well, you know, the German healthcare system is much better. The US healthcare system is a catastrophe. And then the politician. And I was like, and that was the moment where I was thinking, wow, like we are all so full of shit. And everybody's trying to convince themselves that their situation and their setup is probably going to be better than other people's. I'm like, holy fucking shit, this is so interesting.
No, and I have a good friend, and she's basically, maybe every 2 or 3 days, she's like, should I get out of the city? She lives in San Francisco. She's like, should I get out of the city? Should I get out of the city? My friends in New York have gotten out of New York. I'm like, yeah, but that's New York. I'm like, and then she's like, yeah, maybe a small city is worse. You know, there's more stuff here, more hospitals, et cetera. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know what to say, right? Like, there's no right answer to her like thought, right? There's no, like, I want to tell her, hey, don't go anywhere. Please just don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. You know, just stay where you are. Like, everything will be okay. Like, just stay where you are. You know what I mean? It's going to be okay. Okay in the sense of, like, it'll be the best it can be. And like, it's the same thing. It's like, there's a irrationality that comes up when we have uncertainty. And when we have that irrationality and that uncertainty, we're just trying to justify that we know what to do. And in a situation like this, the number one thing I can tell you is nobody knows what to do. And if you think you do, you're already biased, because the level of clarity for a situation does not exist. There isn't somebody who can tell you today and has any kind of crystal ball on this, can say this is what's going to happen next. And you could even think that, oh, you know, this person, they predicted what was going to happen or this and that. But it's like every prediction can be right at some point. It's just a matter of like what I mean by that is like, it's like even people who like seemingly are right, they didn't know anything. They're just guessing too. So I think it's like you're making it up as you go, and the level of comfort we have as humans on making things up as we go is very low. And so, you know, this whole thing about Germany or America, whatever, like, you know, wherever you are, there are people that are okay, literally. And there are people that are not. And in some places, there's more people that are not okay than they are. Like, you know, if you ask me right now, I'm kind of worried about Florida, to be honest.
Mm, yeah.
You know, like the pictures I see, the things I see. That being said, I don't know if it matters, right? Like, I don't know if like that's rational or not. All I know is that there's people out and about and they might be spreading this thing to each other. Now, is that factual? Yeah. Do I need to have a fear for my friends in Florida or anything like that? Probably not, because whatever's going to happen is literally going to happen. So a lot of this has to do with just the acceptance that we control nothing.
I think
this pandemic kind of helps us see that. Yeah.
Sorry about interrupting. I think...
All good.
I think there's an insane level of discomfort with the thought, I don't know, and I'm still figuring it out, or I'm trying to figure it out, or just like people don't like to be in the, I don't know what's going to happen, or I'm not sure which side to take yet.
Yep.
Frame of mind. And then they come up with these narratives. The other thing that's been so interesting, it's so interesting to see for me, is that there are all these people that I know that kind of in hindsight are changing the events in their life to fit a narrative that they've been hyper-prepared or they saw this coming.
It's really? Right.
Yeah. So I had a friend that, you know, in the beginning of the year in January, he took a big loan. He has like an e-commerce business that's doing quite well. And then he took out a big loan to have extra cash. But back then, I remember him telling me that, you know, his margins are not high enough and he might want to invest more in having just more stuff in stock. And so he felt he needed some cash cushion. And then now his story is that he knew hard times are coming. He didn't know about the pandemic. He knew an economic downturn might be coming or hard times might be coming. And he's done everything right. Look at him. He has already some cash in the bank and he's prepared for the downturn. I'm like, that's so interesting. Like 4 months ago, you know, you tell me something else, but now he made these little edits in his own mind to fit a different narrative, to fit the narrative of
right.
I was ahead of the curve and I was prepared, right?
I
have two older brothers, both of them I love, but they're idiots at times. And my oldest brother is, you know, is some weird, into some weird conspiracies at times. And I remember, I don't know, 2 years ago, we had a discussion. He was saying, you know, the population of the world, it can't grow forever and eventually something needs to happen to do population control. And now he's like some degree convinced that this might be a government thing to do population control. Like all the old people die, right? And
right.
I'm like, this is to me like thinking about everything that I've ever thought. It to me, it's such an obviously childish way of thinking about the world. Like, how can I make myself feel like I'm smart or I was prepared or I saw this coming? As if that right. is helpful. To me, that's not helpful at all. It's like if I was walking around, I don't know, and saying, you know, I started a remote company because I saw this coming. Like, what the fuck? Right?
Yeah. Or, that's not why you started it.
Yeah, this is not at all why I started it. Or even just like, I knew that we have to be location independent. And so I'm so happy that 5 years ago I already did this. First of all, like even me thinking of a version of myself saying this, I'm like, I want to punch myself in the face. I'm like, shut the fuck up, you asshole. Right? It's A, not true at all. And B, it's not helpful. Like, who is this? Who would I help with if I called my brothers and be like, you have local stores? I run a remote company. I was so smart. Like, how is this helping anybody? This is just like, to me, it's just dumb bragging or trying to convince myself that I'm smarter than I really am, right? That I've done something smart or was prepared or was ahead of other people. When in reality, I wasn't.
I think it's just a defense mechanism.
Mm.
Right? It's a defense mechanism when we have no control.
Yeah.
All we're doing is defending ourselves against being wrong, defending ourselves, you know, against something we don't control, something we have no complete lack of control over. A pandemic like this, we don't have any control over it. There's only like maybe a few things we can do, depending on who we are and what our capabilities are, that might help. But at the end of the day, the world is in upheaval. There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. And this is the time when people want to feel even some resemblance of control. And there is none. You're not going to get it. Good luck trying to find it right now.
Good luck trying to find it right now. I love that. All right, we'll wrap up this episode on this point. As always, if you have, you know what, maybe this is a weird call to action, but if your family has been especially point of frustration or weird lessons learned over the past couple of weeks, and it surely has been mine, send me an email in Heaton, hnchar@gmail.com, stelly@close.com. Tell us how you've learned new things about your family during this pandemic, or they shown you patterns that you now are determined to surpass, improve, or change. I find that with most people that I talk to, the number one source for worry and also the number one source of, like, I don't know, just interesting things that are going on that they notice, it's much more the families at this point than it is yet the global markets or politics or an industry or customers. Like, lots of people are telling me stories about their family members and what's going on in their family right now. Super, super interesting. All right, this is it from us for this episode. Stay safe, and we'll hear you very soon.
Later.